As usual, with the sounds of Helvetia's old new bicycle fading away into the distance, a new episode of Whatever Gaze begins. It is January 13th, first real big show of the new year, and I'm excited to carry the spirit of radio from one year to the next. It feels like a good feeling. It's the only thing about the new year that I really enjoy is getting to keep being alive and working with music, whether that be playing music, writing music, sharing music I enjoy with the world. It's the only thing that truly keeps on giving, as work sucks, life sucks, university sucks, but music's gotcha. And there isn't a day that goes by where I'm ungrateful for music and everything it has to offer to the world. So that being said, today's going to focus on a lot of my new discoveries today, some recommendations to me and my friends, and to close it off, we're going to do a couple classic ones that I revisited within the last couple weeks and just kept coming back to. It's pretty 90s heavy. There's a little bit of new screamo, a little bit of new emo from Alberta, but either way, it's going to be a great set list. This show is called Whatever Gaze. I'm your host, DJ Dez, and we're going to get it started with a slowcore band called Should, and we're going to bring it right back into one of my favorite slowcore bands that I've discovered through a new Marrow group called Calm, which was sort of right before Duster in that 90s area. I believe they were, I want to say 1995, and Duster was around 97, so they're like right before that huge wave of slowcore in the late 90s to the early 2000s, when that kind of blew up in college radio spaces. They're still quite popular thanks to the revival from the Numero label, but they're not as big as one might think. So we're gonna play two of these bands. The first one being Should, and the second one being the kind of transcontinental supergroup before the term supergroup existed, titled Comp. This is the band Should with the song It Still Would off of the album from 1997, Feed Like Fishes. And the show is called Whatever Gaze.
Thank you.
And you just heard the band Calm with the song We've Made a Contact But Worship Silence, I Make a Whisper, off of their 12-inch release. And currently one of two releases where they had a 7-inch and a full LP just titled 12-inch or self-titled. This band, funnily enough, has members of Indian Summer in it, so this really was a super group. Although the other two, the bassist and the drummer, had no prior bands before joining this one. And before that, we heard Austin, Texas's slowcore/shoegaze project, Should, all the way from 1994. Both are numero group releases, which I know is kind of faux pas to play numero group on a college radio station, but I just ordered these as CDs for the first time, and I will say numero group is doing a really good job of keeping physical media alive, because they are bringing back jewel cases for a series of 12 reissues, which is really cool, and Should's album Feed Like Fishes is one of them, and I'm super excited because jewel cases need to come back despite them being more expensive to make. A fun fact about jewel cases is they will keep your CDs healthier for much longer than digi packs or digi sleeves. Digi sleeves are basically just cardboard, and so there's a very high chance that your actual compact discs will gain CD rot and make them unplayable, and there is no cure once your CD starts rotting. You just have to pray that it rots very slow so you can still access a few songs at a time. But because digipacks are in plastic rather than just cardboard sleeves with no protection, there is a very, very low likelihood. Obviously, there's other things you can do, like store them up high in a dry place, but plastic digital packs is where you gotta go. And that's what I respect about Numero Group, is they're doing all of these represses of CDs in their original plastic cases. And that's a very nerdy thing to talk about, but I spent $83 on three CDs after shipping, and I would prefer that they are maintained well for the next long while. Coming up next, we have a band from Las Vegas with their album Cherish. I discovered this band when they were announced to be one of the local openers for Las Vegas's Best Friends Forever Fest, with the kind of 90s renaissance fest with headliners like Minus the Bear, Jimmy Eat World, and a Mineral send-off show, including other bands like Rilo Kiley, which are all very 90s, early 2000s, alternative, emo, so core, basically all the stuff that I play here. So when I was listening to them for the first time, I discovered their album Cherish, and I really enjoyed it. It's emo, it's screamo, but this album feels like there's a whole world built into it rather than just a collection of songs. And it's not necessarily a concept album, but the way the music sounds and the way it's all well-rounded together makes it for such a delightful listen, and I recommend this band to anyone out there that's a fan of emo or screamo or Midwest emo. Any of those subgenres, Crochet is fantastic. And after that, we have a 90s metalcore classic from Sky Came Falling, which is titled Porcelain Heart Promises. But currently up next, the song is My Russian Doll Forever on CKW 95.9 FM. This show is called Whatever Gaze. I hope you guys like the next set.
Yeah.
And to close up that last set, you just heard Long Island, New York's Sky Came Falling with the song Porcelain Heart Promises, one of their 6.5-minute epics. Definitely my favorite song off of the album 1021, which is a redux of their original album 1021, which came out in 2000. I think we're going to get into some shows. Obviously, being January, the shows next week coming up around the 20th to the 25th are based around the festival Winterruption, which has almost 50 bands playing across a week-long track of shows through seven venues. So 50 bands, 7 days, seven venues. It's going to be crazy. There's 3 to 4 shows a day. It's really nonstop. I'm going to at least 2 a day on a couple of them because you just can't miss them. So I'm going to shout out a couple of my highlights, maybe 1 to 2 each day. The first set of the night, really the first show of the whole week, starting off the festival, is Vancouver's own post-rock band titled Piss. I'm extremely excited to watch them. The name's a little bit off-putting, I know, but there really is nothing better than really aggressive post-rock. It's really fun to headwalk to go side to side and crush your spine on the daughter's, what would it be called? Like a desk, I guess? I don't know. They have this, basically this bar of wood on one side that really prevents you from kind of moshing, unless you want to get your, like, back broken. But nothing better than that feeling. And the local openers are equally as promising as the Vancouver band Piss, which is Winnipeg's Beth and Winnipeg's Tarp. And I'm excited to see all three of them. I haven't caught Beth since their stellar set at Rainbow Trout, and I've not managed to see Tarp in over a month, and that is surprising for me because I try to catch Tarp as much as I can because they are fantastic. Old country or no country, Tarp's one of the best bands in the city, and their release Automatic Solar Light, which is a 4-song EP, is in my top releases of the year. And that is Wednesday, January 21st. On Thursday, it gets a little bit more stacked with shows at The Handsome Daughter, Public Domain, Side Stage, West End Cultural Center, and Park Alleys. And that continues on from Thursday through Saturday. And even still, in venues such as The Handsome Daughter on Friday and Saturday, there are early shows and late shows. So you could be at a concert from 5 p.m. till midnight if you really wanted to. I don't know if I have it in me. I'm 19 and I still feel the floor burn in my feet after watching a 4-hour show. But on Thursday, some ones I would really like to shout out are at Side Stage and The Handsome Daughter. This is Thursday, January 22nd. At The Handsome Daughter, we have British mathcore or queer hardcore band Death Ghouls flying all the way from Liverpool to play Winnipeg. This is very exciting. I've been listening to this band for a couple years now, and I had no expectation that they would ever make their way across the pond, much less to Canada. So this is sick. It's also one of the first times in my memory of going to shows that Real Love has really opened their doors to accepting heavier music and more alternative music, and we'll talk about more of that in a few minutes. Local openers are hardcore bands Mark of the Whore, and my personal screamo band that I play in called Leaves Like Tiny Flames, and that is at 8 p.m. on Thursday. Also on Thursday at 7:30 at Side Stage, I have to shout out is Bay Area slowcore band Sour Widows, who, if you're in the Winnipeg music scene, if you caught their set at Real Love Summerfest, then you'll want to see them again. And if you haven't, if you didn't make it out to Real Love Summerfest this past July, then you should absolutely catch this show next Thursday. Sour Widows, one of the best bands I've ever seen live, ever. They literally, there's this meme going around on Instagram. It's called When You Reach Flow State and You Just Become a Master at What You Do. That's what it felt watching Sour Widows. I believe Toronto's Motherhood is also touring on this bill, and local openers Virgo Rising play at 8:30. Moving on to Friday, January 23rd. Again, shows at Park Theater, Handsome Daughter, Public Domain, Side Stage, and the West End Culture Center, and Park Alleys, and Shorty's Pizza. This day has all seven venues playing. At the Daughter, a really dancey show, a little bit of pop, a little bit of electronic. We have French Class, Sean Nicholas Savage, and Jane Inc. Definitely one of the more underlooked nights of this festival. If you're ever in a mood to groove, this show is for you. Definitely there's some chiptune elements based around French Class. I don't know. It's going to be a great kind of bop your head and have a pilsner and enjoy the dance moves. And finally, at Side Stage, one of the near headliners is Open Mike Eagle, an experimental rap artist from New York with local openers Crab Skull and Gully. Gully is a member of the Lytics, who is a classic Winnipeg rap supergroup, and that night is bound to be filled with enlightened lyricism. I'll be showing up to that show on Side Stage if I'm not too broke from the festival already, and I hope you guys do as well. Finally, Saturday. Saturday is it's a big one, but it's not a crazy one. There's shows at the Daughter, Public Domain, and Side Stage. If you're into hardcore, this is the day for you. It's been a long time since Real Love has partnered with the Handsome Daughter to put on a real, real hardcore show. This has Commitment, local kind of hardcore band that plays 20-minute or less sets. Everybody Takes One, one of the bands at the forefront of the modern youth crew straight edge movements, all the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I had the pleasure of seeing them in Minneapolis this past October at the festival Snow and Flurry. And then after that, local Legends Meantime, along with Niagara Falls straight edge band Wildside. And at Public Domain, where I'm heading to right after, is going to be Leon's Getting Larger, Blind Commentary from Saskatoon, and Chinese Medicine from Toronto. That bill is also really cool if you're into the alternative side, the emo side, a little bit of Deftones core, a little bit of Midwest emo. All in all, Winterruption is looking like a mighty fine festival, and I will definitely be pulling up to as many dates as I can, or as many dates as my budget will allow me. That's kind of all we have going on for now. This week is fairly calm leading up to the week of Winterruption, as Winterruption will break everybody's budget. Coming up next, we have how would I describe this band? I think they're a bit of slowcore, and they're also a bit of no wave. I really like how some of their songs have a lot of droning. This one is a little bit more easy on the ears to listen to. The band is called Movietone from Bristol. That is Movietone from Bristol. And I just discovered these bands on the randomized Bandcamp algorithm. And they were very exciting, so I decided to add them to the playlist today. And after that, one of the artists that my partner recommended me that I fell deeply in, this band fell deeply into my listening rotation, called Sword 2. To end that set off is local band Hut Hut with their newest single, Infinite Delay. This is Blank Like Snow from English band Movietone.
Oh.
And that was local band Hut Hut with their second single from their upcoming album, Hut Hut. I think it's just Hut 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 Hut, as their second band was, as their first album in 2020 was named Hut Hut Hut, which may be the case, maybe not the case. Let me just fact check really quickly. Nope, it's just called Hut Hut. And their release show for their self-titled album is coming out on February 6th, with the show also on February 6th. I'm super excited to make an appearance to that with local openers Reshow Textiles, with members of Fold Paper and Blessed. Blessed being a form of post-punk supergroup from BC, Montreal, and Winnipeg. And the new band making their debut on the stage, which is titled Naked Elevator Ride. And that is Friday, February 6th. If you like what you heard from the last song, you would love their release show. And it's always good to go out and support local music. Coming up next, we have Saskatoon's Radiation Flowers and classic 90s psychedelic emo band Texas Is the Reason. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. And that just about closes the night out on this episode of Whatever Gaze. But we're going to play one more song. I know the last two were kind of a bit short, but we are running a little bit short on time. For that last set, you just heard Back Into the Left from second wave emo band Texas Is the Reason. Probably, I'm going to say it, the greatest emo band of all time, which is why I think I'm such good friends with my bandmates, because we all can agree that the best emo band is Texas Is the Reason. Otherwise, you probably would have fought a lot more. And before that, we heard Saskatchewan's own The Radiation Flowers, a wonderful blend of desert rock and shoegaze. Sort of similar, if you listen to Winnipeg music, Winnipeg's Holy Void is very similar to The Radiation Flowers, and I believe that's why they played a show together back in November. But just because they have similarities doesn't mean they are both equally great in their own right. And to close this set off, I'm going to play kind of a classic, a CD I found in my dad's basement that he recommended me years ago and I listened to all the time when I was 14, but I rediscovered them today. This is Toronto's own Rusty, a band that was featured on Trailer Park Boys and Letterkenny and Shoresy, and, you know, very classic 90s Canadian rock. Thank you for listening. A reminder that Winterruption is this upcoming week. If you're not going to go to my show on the 22nd, go to any other show. It's just good to get out and support Winnipeg music. And, yeah, keep listening to music. Keep making music. Start new bands. Go out to shows. Free pastime. Action and mutual aid is what